Krishna Jayo Ratta Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Jayo Ratta Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Jaya Kovicha Navana Haba Girivada Dari Jaya Kovicha Navana Haba Girivada Dari Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Jaya Ratta Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Dada Dada Srivasade Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jai Krishna Jai Tanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Gora Nittai, Gora Nittai Jaya, Gora Nittai Jaya, Gora Nittai Jaya, Gora Nittai, Gora Nittai Jaya, Jaya Jagannath, Jagannath Jaya. Parade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jagana Jaya Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada. Jaya, Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parirajacharya, Ashwadara Satta Shishima, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Foundacharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padapana Mahamsa Parirajacharya, Ashtodada Satta Shri Shrima. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Haridastaku Ki Jai. Prince Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadhatra, Sri Vasadi, Gola Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gokobinan, Shamakum Radhakum, Giri Govadam Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai, Sri Jagnapuri Dham Ki Jai, Gangamai Chamunamai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi, Trusi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, Transcendental Prasana Distribution Ki Jai, Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai, ISKCON Yutvagadam Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Pramanandi Haribo Haribo, All glories to the somebody body, Hare Krishna. All glories to the somebody body, Hare Krishna. All glories to the somebody body, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udidayet. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Udamashroke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 6, Text Number 33. Padbhyam Bhagavato Jagye Shushusha Dama Siddhaye Tasyam Jataha Pura Shudro Yat Ritya Tushate Harihi Pabhyam Padbhyam Bhagavato Jagye Shushusha Dama Siddhaye Tasyam Jata Pura Shudro Yaritya Tushate Hari Padbhyam Bhagavato Jagye Shushusha Dama Siddhaye Tasyam Jata Pura Shudro Yaritya Tushate Hari Pabhyam Bhagavato Jagye Shushusha Dama Siddhaye Tasyam Jata Pura Shudro Yaritya tushate hari. Shushushadamasitaye purashuto bhagavato jage shushushadamasitaye Ashanjata Purashudro Yavitya Vishati Hari
Maharaji.
Yavitya tushate hari Pabhyam bhagavato jage Padbhyam, from the legs, Bhagavataha, of the personality of Godhead, Jage became manifested. Sushusha, service. Dhamma, occupational duty. Siddhaye, from the matter of. Tasyam, in that, jataha, being generated, pura, formerly, sutraha, the servitors, yadritya, the occupation by which, tushate, becomes satisfied. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thereafter, service was manifested from the lips of the personality of Godhead for the sake of perfecting the religious function. Situated on the legs are the Sudras, who satisfy the Lord by service. Purport. Service is the real constitutional occupation of all living entities. The living entities are meant to render service to the Lord, and we can attain religious perfection by this service attitude. One cannot attain religious perfection simply by speculating to attain theoretical knowledge. The Gyani division of spiritualists go on speculating only to distinguish the soul from matter. But they have no information of the activities of the soul after being liberated by knowledge. It is said that persons who only mentally speculate to know things as they are and who do not engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord are simply wasting their time. It is clearly said here that the principle of service was generated from the legs of the Lord for the sake of perfecting the religious process. But this transcendental service is different from the idea of service in the material world. In the material world, no one wants to be a servant. Everyone wants to become the master, because false mastership is the basic disease of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul in the material world wants to lord it over others. Illusioned by the external energy of the Lord, he is forced to become a servant of the material world. That is the real position of the conditioned soul. The last snare of the illusion, external energy, is the conception of becoming one with the Lord. And due to this conception, the illusion soul remains in the bondage of material energy, falsely thinking himself a liberated soul and as good as Narayan. It is actually better to be a Sudra than to be a Brahmana and not develop the service attitude, because that attitude alone satisfies the Lord. Every living being, even if he be a Brahmana by qualification, must take to the transcendental service of the Lord. Both Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam support that this service attitude is the perfection of the living entity. A Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra can perfect his occupational duties only by rendering service unto the Lord. A Brahmana is supposed to know this fact due to his perfection in Vedic wisdom. The other sections are supposed to follow the direction of the Brahmana. The Brahmana Vaishnava, one who is a Brahmana by qualification and a Vaishnava by action. That will make the entire society perfect in regard to the order of its social construction. A disordered society cannot satisfy either the members of the society or the Lord. Even if one is not a perfect Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, but takes to the service of the Lord, not caring for the perfection of his social position, he becomes a perfect human being. simply by developing the attitude of service to the Supreme Lord. Om Agyanati Minandasya Agyananjara Shalakaya Chakshu Umnitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhade Swayan Upakada Mahyan Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Nakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapade Gopesha Gopikakanta Radhakanta Namastute Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnam Devyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadra Shri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Papyam Bhagavato Jagye, Shushusha Dhamma Siddhaye. Tashanchata Purashudro, Yaritya Tusha Tehari. Translation again. Thereafter, service was manifested from the legs of the personality of Godhead for the sake of perfecting the religious function. Situated on the legs are the sujas who satisfy the Lord by service. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that service is the real constitutional occupation of all living entities. The living entities are meant to render service to the Lord, and they can attain religious perfection by this service attitude. It reminds me of some nice description in the science of self-realization in this regard. You know, in the first chapter of the Science of Self-Realization, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that according to Vedic civilization, the perfection of life is to realize one's relationship with Krishna or God. In the Bhagavad Gita, which is accepted by all authorities in transcendental science as the basics of all Vedic knowledge, we understand that not only human beings, but all living entities are parts and parcels of God. The parts are meant for serving the whole, just as legs, hands, fingers, and ears are meant for serving the total body. We living entities, being part and parcel of God, are duty-bound to serve Him. Actually, our position is that we are always rendering service to someone, either to our family, country, or society. And if we have no one to serve, sometimes we keep a pet, cat, or dog. It's a really fact here in America. I see so many people, you know, keeping cats and dogs. Because everyone, like Prabhupada said here, everyone wants to serve someone else, you know. And if we have no one to serve, you know, we have to keep a pet, cat, or dogs, you know, to render service to it. All these factors prove that we are constitutionally meant to render service. Yet, in spite of serving to the best of our ability, we are not satisfied. nor is the person to whom we are rendering that service satisfied. On the material platform, everyone is frustrated. The reason for this is that the service being rendered is not properly directed. For example, if we want to render service to a tree, we must water to the root. If we pour water on the leaves, branches, and twigs, there is a little benefit. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is served, all other parts and parcels will be automatically satisfied. Consequently, all welfare activities as well as service to society, family, and nation are realized by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of every human being to understand this to understand his constitutional position with God and to act accordingly. If this is possible, then our lives become successful. Sometimes, however, we feel challenging and say, there is no God, or I'm God, or even I don't care for God. But in actuality, this challenging spirit will not save us. God is there, and we can see him at every moment. If we refuse to see God in our lives, then he will be present before us as cruel death. If we do not choose to see him in one feature, we will see him in another. There are different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is the original root of the entire cosmic manifestation. In one sense, it is not possible for us to escape him. And then Prabhupada, he continues that this Krishna consciousness movement is not blind religious fanaticism, nor is it a revolt by some recent upstart. Rather, it is an authorized scientific approach to the matter of our eternal necessity in relation with the absolute personality of Godhead, the supreme enjoyer. Krishna consciousness simply deals with our eternal relationship with him and the process of discharging our relative duties to him. Our relative should be, that word should be pronounced, maybe relative, right? Duty to him. Thus, Krishna consciousness enables us to achieve the highest perfection of life attainable in the present human form of existence. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was also saying that it is said, Prabhupada, he also said an important point here that even if one is not a perfect Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Sudra, but takes to the service of the Lord, not caring for perfection of his social position, he becomes a perfect human being simply by developing the attitude of service to the Supreme Lord. Actually, in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the third chapter, text number 37, there's a very nice description of this also. So it is said here, the foolish with a poor fund of knowledge cannot know the transcendental nature of the forms, names, and activities of the Lord, who is playing like an actor in a drama. Nor can they express such things, neither in their speculation nor in their words. So Srila Prabhupada, he said in the purport that no one can properly describe the transcendental nature of the absolute truth. Therefore, it is said that he is beyond the expression of mind and speech. And yet, there are some men with a poor fund of knowledge who desire to understand the absolute truth by imperfect mental speculation and faulty description of his activities. To the layman, his activities, appearance and disappearance, his name, his form, his paraphernalia, his personalities, and all things in relation with him are mysterious. There are two classes of materialists, namely fructive workers and the empirical philosophers. The fructive workers have practically no information of the absolute truth. The mental speculators are being frustrated in fructive activities, turn their faces towards the absolute truth, and try to know him by mental speculation. And for all these men, the absolute truth is a mystery, as the jugglery of a magician is a mystery to children. Being deceived by the jugglery of the Supreme Being, the non-devotees, who may be very dexterous in fructive works and mental speculation, are always in ignorance. With such limited knowledge, they are unable to penetrate into the mysterious region of transcendence. The mental speculators are little more progressive than the gross materialists or the fructive workers, but because they are also within the grip of illusion, they take it for granted that anything which has form, a name, and activity is but a product of material energy. For them, the Supreme Spirit is formless, nameless, and inactive. And because such mental speculators equalize the transcendental name and form of the Lord with mundane names and form, they are in fact in ignorance. With such a poor fund of knowledge, there's no access to the real nature of the Supreme Being. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is always in a transcendental position, even when he is within the material world. But ignorant men consider the Lord one of the great personality of the world, and thus they are misled by the illusory energy. So we still have a couple of more minutes. I want to share some stories, Sankirtan stories. Recently, I encountered. So I would show some of the pictures. Recently, there was an anime expo at the convention center. And I really got some, different experience with that, that kind of festival. So at the convention center, one day, I was just, you know, walking out of the restroom, and I see a young man, you know, standing nearby me with long hair. So immediately I approach him and saying, "Oh my God, bro, I really like your long hair. Is that real?" And the man said, "Yes, of course it's real." He starts to laugh, you know, saying, telling me like that. And then immediately I ask him, "Where are you from?" And he told me, you know, "I'm from Chicago." And then I said, "Oh, Chicago, I heard that's a really cold place during winter time. Is that true?" And he said, that's true. It's very cold. Sometimes it's get, you know, the temperature will come down to minus 10, 15 degrees centigrade like that." he started to laugh like that, you know. And then I told him, you know, "I'm a monk from China. And my master asked me to enlighten people by distributing these books about yoga meditation. So hunting the set of the Sapta Rishi." And the man hold it. Very surprised. And then I started explaining to him that this book is about yoga meditation, helps relieve stress. And I told him, "You heard about stress?" And he said, "Yes, I have a lot of stress." And then I showed him the back page of the Bhagavad Gita, telling him that even great people like Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Mahatma Gandhi, they love this book very much. And then I told him, you know, all the books, they are printed by our temple. People just help out with a donation. You are welcome to keep all the books. Can you just help out with a donation? And the man said, "Sure, sure." So he pulled up his wallet and handed me his debit card. And he made $50 donation for that. And that's really made my day, you know. Yeah, the man from Chicago, you know. Very nice young man, you know. Yeah. Another one. Yeah, and the other day I was distributing book at the USC. That day was actually, it was last Friday. It was really tough day, you know. I was trying very hard, you know, to get some good result. I was really trying very hard. At the same time, I want to finish, you know, the book distribution as soon as possible because I want to join the Harinam on the pier, you know. Yeah. And just as I was, you know, struggling very hard, and suddenly, you know, Bhakta Kiram, the man holding the book is Bhakta Kiram, is our Bhakta. He is in charge in our Sunday book table here in the temple, you know. Bhakta Kiram, he's a PhD at the USC, you know. He running towards me and say, "Hey, Prabhu, it's really nice, encouraging to see you here. Do you need any help?" Oh my God, you know, I was so touched by his presence, you know, because I was so much struggling. And he asked me, "Do you want any help?" And I told him, "Prabhu, you know, today is really my bad luck day. You know, I was trying so hard, but not so many students take the books, you know, and make some donations. If you really want to help, can you just help me to distribute this set of the Sapta Rishi?" And he said, "Sure, for sure." And he asked me, "How much donation do you need?" And I told him, "Most people will make like 40 or 50. And he said, "I will donate $50. So immediately he made $50 donation for the Sapta Rishi and started to help me to distribute these books. And that really, you know, it made my day. You know, I really got the realization that Krishna really wants the devotee to be successful in all the activities, you know. He doesn't want the devotees to be discouraged in the service, you know. I really got this experience that day, you know. Yeah, so I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Rajapati Prabhu.
Students reciprocating when it comes to Lakshmi, because you know financially everything is tough. There's more expenses, Are the students coming forward? Are they able to give donations easily? When you ask for donations,
yes,
in book distribution,
yes,
are the students able to give the donations, or are they having financially, you know, because everything has become very expensive?
Most of the students, if you say, I'm broke. Yeah, but there are some, you know, sincere students, you know, even the financial situation is not that good, but still they are willing to make some donations. Yeah, some of the students, you know, will make some nice donations, you know. Yeah. Yes, Maharaj.
Quickly as I can. If you at USC, is that who you were?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're at USC, I'm getting a little background there. If you're at tell me when you're going to stop. Better have him do him this. By the way, is this the only time to do this?
Yes, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, talk. So all I was going to say is if you're at USC, the price or the charge for credit is very, very high. Probably double most colleges or universities. So it's only natural that most of the students are going to have some money in their pocket, because to pay for those credits is very, very much. That's pretty much the answer there. When I went to NYU, which is not up to USC, maybe three-fourths of that, everybody had money. No question about it. And if you put the proposition to them in such a way that if you take these books and you give a sizable donation, what's going to happen is the money that you give will probably double or triple. That's been my experience. So how about giving a donation? they usually give a donation too. If you say it with conviction, with love and affection. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for sharing. So we will stop here. Thank you so much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai.